The one-eared Black Tom arched his back and hissed at her. Arya padded down the alley, balanced lightly on the balls of her bare feet, listening to the flutter of her heart, breathing slow, deep breaths. Quiet as a shadow, she told herself, light as a feather. The tomcat watched her come, his eyes weary. Catching cats was hard. Her hands were covered with half-healed scratches, and both knees were scabbed over where she had scraped them raw in tumbles. At first, even the cook's huge, fat kitchen cat had been able to elude her, but Sirio had kept her at it day and night. When she had run to him with her hands bleeding, he had said, "So slow, be quicker, girl. Your enemies will give you more than scratches." He had dabbed her wounds with mirish fire, which burned so bad she had to bite her lip to keep from screaming. Then he sent her out after more cats. The Red Keep was full of cats. Lazy old cats dozing in the sun, cold-eyed mouses twitching their tails, quick little kittens with claws like needles, ladies' cats all combed and trusting, ragged shadows prowling the midden heaps. One by one, Arya had chased them down and snatched them up and brought them proudly to Sirio Forel. All but this one, this one-eared black devil of a tomcat. "Oh, that's a real king of the castle right there," one of the gold cloaks had told her.